So maybe we can kind of get into the practical aspects of this by looking at a couple of your cases, beginning with your 45-year-old patient.
So this is a 45-year-old executive I've been treating for many years now who has radioactive iodine refractory papillary thyroid carcinoma, referred to me with lung metastases and mild shortness of breath. He has controlled hypertension with atenolol. So a couple of key issues here. The indication of these drugs, because these drugs have side effects, they're not really indicated for the patients who has a couple of lung mets that are not causing anything. You know, one of the most important decisions we have to make in thyroid cancer is who to treat. Because there's a large number of thyroid cancer patients with metastatic disease that can have extended survival that do not require treatment. So often, really, we talk about location, location, location. If you have some of metastatic disease where the location could become problematic, could cause shortness of breath, could cause bleeding, where you really are looking to induce a response, I would want to treat this patient. I would not want to wait on that patient.
Now, this 45-year-old man, did he have any periods where you just observed him?
Yes. Before he was referred to me, when he was referred to me, he needed treatment. But before he was referred to me, he was observed for 2 years with not really much change in his condition. Now, thyroid cancer, even metastatic, there are a number of patients who have, we've all seen them, 5 millimeter lung nodule that's not doing anything. It's every 6 months increases by 1 or 2 millimeters. You don't want to put that patient on a VEGF because there are side effects. You want to really select your patients who have disease that is either symptomatic, number one, or disease that is progressing, where you are seeing change in the disease on scans.
When you saw this man, you said he was symptomatic. How symptomatic was he, and what did the imaging look like in his chest?
So he has multiple lung nodules. But more importantly, his breathing, he was getting increasingly short of breath.
No pleural effusion.
No pleural effusion.
So, I mean, when you looked at that, was all the parenchyma being replaced? Do you think he might have had occult lymphangitic disease? Do you see lymphangitic disease?
Yeah, rarely you can see that. I don't think this patient had lymphangitic disease. It's clear from talking to him that, and this is someone who's very active, who travels all the time, who's in meetings all the time and talking to people. And he noticed that over time, his lung capacity has decreased. He was becoming more short of breath, and he was becoming tired more easily. So to me, that was an indication to treat this patient. And when we compared his scans, we saw that over the past 12 months, his lung nodules have increased in size. Indeed, they actually have doubled in size. So to me, that was an indication to treat that patient. And this actually patient was treated on a trial. He was treated with lenvatinib, and he had a very good response. He had tumor shrinkage, and he felt better, and he responded. So that's really a profile of a patient I would want to treat, somebody who's got increasing lung disease, increasing metastatic disease, but also who's becoming symptomatic.
So you gave him lenvatinib. What were the other thoughts that you had or options that you were thinking about?
So the other option for this patient would be sorafenib, which is also approved for treatment of patients with metastatic thyroid cancer. Also, just like lenvatinib, sorafenib was compared to placebo, because when these two trials were done, it was acceptable to put patients on placebo. And sorafenib also showed an improvement in progression-free survival from 5 months in the placebo arm to 10 months. With lenvatinib, it was from 3 months to 18 months. So lenvatinib appears to have a more prolongation of the PFS compared to sorafenib. But both of these agents are approved in that recurrent metastatic papillary thyroid carcinoma setting, and they both improve progression-free survival. So the other option for this patient, if we did not have a clinical trial for him, would be to go on sorafenib as a standard of care agent.
So how long was he treated with the lenvatinib?
Oh, this particular patient was on it for 4 years or 4.5. He was on it for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's one of the patients who had an extended response to this agent, yeah.
Huh.